This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Officials in the U.S. state of Georgia on Sunday rebuffed U.S. Republican President Donald Trump's contention that Democratic challenger Joe Biden fraudulently won the southern U.S. state, declaring that the president-elect's claim to Georgia's 16 electoral votes would stand. Brad Raffensperger, the state's top elections official, told ABC News' This Week show that as a conservative Republican, he was disappointed that Trump lost Georgia, but he said the people have spoken, and he, end quote, "we don't see anything that would overturn the will of the people." Trump on Saturday asked the state's Republican governor, Brian Kemp, to call a special session of the state's legislature to overturn the vote there and award Trump the state's electors, which alone would not be enough to upend Biden's unofficial 306-232 advantage in the Electoral College, which determines the outcome of U.S. presidential elections. Governor Kemp denied Trump's request. South Korea is reporting 615 new coronavirus cases on Monday. This caps a month of triple-digit daily increases that have driven the nation's largest wave of infections in 9 months. On Sunday, authorities said they will impose heightened social distancing rules for the capital, Seoul, and surrounding areas that will last until at least the end of the month. EU foreign ministers will evaluate grounds for sanctions against Turkey over a Mediterranean gas dispute on Monday before the bloc's leaders decide whether to make good on their threat to impose punitive measures. Ministers will not make decisions at their meeting Monday. They leave that to Thursday's summit of EU leaders, who in October told Turkey to stop exploring in disputed waters in the eastern Mediterranean. From Washington, this is VOA News.